The DOJ says that the green bubble, blue bubble battle is grounds for an antitrust suit against Apple. Today, we'll unpack if Apple has a smartphone monopoly or if they're just really good at selling them on today's episode of MSP Dispatch. In an article from TechCrunch.com, Apple is sued by the Department of Justice over an iPhone monopoly claim. The U.S. Department of Justice and 16 state attorney generals sued Apple for monopolistic practices in the smartphone industry. The lawsuit focuses on Apple's control over the premium smartphone sector, alleging that the company creates barriers for competitors and stifles innovation through its app store, contractual restrictions, and the vetting process. Regulators further emphasize Apple's dominance in various categories, such as messaging apps, digital wallets, and smartwatch compatibility. Additionally, the lawsuit also addresses Apple's messaging practices, specifically the way it distinguishes between iPhone and non-iPhone users, which the complaint argues fosters an impression of inferiority for rival devices. Apple denies allegations, citing factual and legal inaccuracies, and claims the lawsuit threatens its ability to innovate and compete effectively. Phil, let's unpack this just a little bit. We have an iPhone, which I have. We all have. We have heard from the marketplace, the app store, as they call it, the restrictive monopolistic mentality that they had, but in the guise of quality assurance, security regulation, in the guise of we're talking a very standard operating procedure done that will allow scalability to what Apple has achieved to this day, outside of let everybody play in this marketplace concept, which would make it the wild, wild west. And then we'd have security issues, ransomware running rampant, which we deal with every day, especially on the show, we cover it. What are your thoughts on Apple's?
You know, this is a tough one. It is. There was a line that stood out to me from the suit that says that Apple has a longstanding practice of ensuring that certain features only work correctly when paired with other Apple devices. And I mean, you kind of touched on it. It's one of the things that makes it great to use Apple's ecosystem is because things just work because of the way they're designed from here to there. But, you know, it's also a really good business strategy. It's also why I own a Mac Studio right here instead of like all my life. I had a Windows operating on a tower PC, you know, and it's because I can, once I got an iPhone, I can AirDrop over to here. And that makes my life so much easier. I mean, I would go to work and use Windows computers and run up against that wall that things on my phone, they wouldn't interact with those systems. And so it feels to me like a solid business strategy. I'm not sure I feel like it's on the verge of monopolistic practices. Do you? I mean, how do you take it?
So let's peel this back a little bit. I've had this, we'll call it a discussion, absolutely a debate, 100% until it comes down to this. What are we talking about? If we're talking about the smartphone monopoly, I asked my son, this was just happening yesterday, what is a smartphone? And him and his friends were all talking about this. And he says, well, you know, it's a phone that has, you know, apps and blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, so we're talking about three different things. We're talking about the hardware device itself, because that is the phone by definition that allows you to, in some capacity, create a communication mechanism. And then the next question is, are we talking about the operating system, the iOS in this case? Because Android has a phone. There's a lot of phone manufacturers out there. Okay. But are we talking about the marketplace, the app store? We have three completely different arguments. All of that is contained in what Apple calls their smartphone. So which of those, and those are the ones that are jumping out, there's probably more, which of those are we talking about that Apple has a monopoly on? And what is that lawsuit about? Right now, it's just saying a smartphone monopoly. Well, there's actually a lot of smartphones out there, so I don't think they have a monopoly on the smartphone. There's, you know, we have Android. There's a few operating systems out there, but Android and iOS are pretty much the dominant ones in the forest. And then the marketplace. Well, marketplace, you got an argument there, but there are reasons and there are standards. So you and I could talk about this all day, but you got, you know, 10 seconds. What are your thoughts on this? Give us the answer.
I think that this is an interesting crossroads for Apple right now, because this is a chink in their armor coming right after the EU's decision to, you know, kind of deregulate the marketplace. Like, they can't have a grip on that anymore in the EU. This lawsuit is right on the tails of that. So it'll be super interesting to see how this plays out, because we're Apple fanboys. We love how they work. Is this the break in the dam that's going to change the way that Apple's work so well, or will they win this case? I can't answer that in the next 10 seconds. So, I mean, I'll be interested to see how it plays out, though, because I do love Apple's. I do love how they work, the computers, the phones, the watches. I got them all right here, and I'd like to see them all continue to work. But, you know, I also, you know, miss some of the things. As the AI guy, I don't have an NVIDIA card. So maybe it's time for me to make the shift. If the house of cards is falling, maybe it's time for me to go get that GPU. That's all I can say. I'll leave it there.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you found this story eye-opening, catch MSP Dispatch every Tuesday and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with additional content throughout the week for more in-depth news coverage. Share your thoughts below and remember, hit subscribe. See you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.